Blog Talk Radio.
Country in the world and go to the American Embassy. Go at lunchtime when people that are working can sneak away to go and apply for a visa to come to the United States so that they can become citizens. See how long the lines are outside these embassies. You wouldn't believe it. It would shock you. So, what are we talking about today? There is a group called the United States Justice Foundation. And there's an Irishman that runs it. His name is Michael Connolly. You know what happened to the last... Oh, that's Michael Collins. They killed him. He was too much of a hero. Unbelievable. Eamon de Valera clipped his wings. And that's why we're still six counties short. Dear Thomas, Barack Hussein Obama is about to invoke a little-known provision of Obamacare to bail out health insurance companies participating in his health care takeover law. And you know what? I'm watching this health care, you know, since Uday Pelosi said sign it and then we'll find out what's in it. Yeah, and then she went out and sold her house under the same pretext and her car. Yeah, just to buy it, and then you can find out what's in it, like the engine. So so now we're finding out that there's a hidden clauses in there that could hurt us. So what this gentleman is asking is that you contact your Congress mouse and insist that he not have approve any bailouts for the Insurance Companies Act. And I'm watching as this law got passed, and I'm saying to myself, you know, this is not going to bear well for the insurance companies. Why are they so quiet? How come they haven't started squawking? Why are the doctors so quiet? Because they're out looking for other jobs right now. And what was the other one? We got the insurance companies and the hospitals. Why are they so quiet? And the reason is everybody thought they were going to get taken care of. You know, yeah, it doesn't matter if it loses money. We'll be allowed our guaranteed profit. Well, that's why the insurance companies were quiet, because Obama guaranteed them fat profits. Yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod. And now they're finding out, they just learned that Moody's told them today, there's no fat profits for you guys. And that's why we're downgrading all insurance companies. Yes, how's that for a shocker? That's what I call real sticker shock, stick 'em to the people shock. Obamacare is a catastrophe, and the insurance companies that helped Barack Obama pass this unconstitutional law are complaining bitterly that they are losing money. Yeah, and people are applying for benefits, and Obama's telling them, pay, and we'll pay you later. So Mr. Obama is going to use a previous secret provision in his health care law to use your tax money to bail out his insurance company buddies. Now, you want some good news? You know it's almost impossible to unite this country. We have been divided. We have been divided by race, by religion, by sexual appetites. We have been divided by region. We have been divided by class. And you know what? We will never be united, not on any of those bases. However, there is one thing that will unite us all, and it's the very reason that created the United States of America. It's a little line in the Declaration of Independence. It's called taxation without representation. And right now, we're not being represented by anybody. And all the fat cats at the top are looting the treasury. So, we can all come together, black, white, Latino, Oriental, Christian, Muslim, bigot, atheist, we can all come together and demand a refund. We want our money back. We're tired of you taking it. I saw they just signed, I think, a Japanese baseball player, and I forget the amount. Let's say he's going to get $220 million over 5 years. The government has already claimed 110 of it. How's that? This guy has got to work out. He's got to take steroids. He's got to work out every day. He's got to run. He's got to be in the gym. He's got to improve his strength. And he's got a partner. He's got a government employee that sticks his hand out and says, I'll take half. He's not going to run the bases. He's not going to get up there and get beamed with the pitcher's ball. No, and he's taking half. Why? Because he's the government mafia, and that's a crime. That is an absolute crime. So Mr. Obama is going to use a previous secret provision in his health care law to use your tax money, that's our tax money, because the guy that's writing this is going to get it in the neck too. See, we all have something in common. We may differ on many issues, but we're all getting screwed. Yeah. And we're all screwies. Your tax money to bail out his insurance company buddies. This is the master of vote buying. It cracks me up that he can take all the Republican money and he can buy Democratic votes with it. and the Republicans. Reince Priebus says, come on, we're going to play fair this time. Sure you are, Reince. The communists are going to eat you for lunch. Yeah, guys like you and Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch walks into the lion's den and says, hey, guys, what's for dinner? Yeah, you're fighting communists, man. You think you're fighting Democrats. Democrats are gone a long time ago. You're fighting the Communist Party. They have no God. They have no country. They vote to burn the flag. They believe in taxing you to death. They believe that you're not worth the money you're making, and they're entitled to 60% of it. For now. You see, Barack Obama and the insurance companies thought that they could bully the American people into buying their government-mandated insurance. All Obama did was he added another layer of commission-taking on the health care plan. He's going to allow the insurance companies to make their VIG, and then he's going to add his VIG. So he just cut himself in a poker game, came in with no money, and now he's bidding on the pot. Mr. Obama Jr. promised these companies that he would bail them out. Now it's up to Grassroots America to stop him. You know what happened on the last bailout? You know who got a big bailout? Oh, it was an assurance company that starts with an A. I can't remember the name of it. But they got $850 billion or else they threatened that they would go bankrupt. So I think it was George Bush gave them the $850 billion and the tip. And you know what they did with the $850 billion? They took $270 billion and they gave it to foreign banks. And then they gave themselves all big bonuses. These are not people that have been working from hand to mouth, that have been running their companies on credit cards and are extended up through their eyeballs. You know? These aren't the small mom and pops that, you know, they've got 30 days to survive. These are fat cats. And after they finish milking this cow, they've got another cow in another location. It is really sad. So, having said that, we should tell Obama no bailout. We don't want a bailout. We are all bailed out. And they should go away. Make the government go away. You go back, Jack, and do it again? No, we'll go away. Tell them to go away. kind of concerned about the three big tools of the Communist Party. One is the IRS, one is the EPA, and the other one is the DOJ. These are all instruments of torture for Americans, and they're all under the Obama hammer and sickle. And that bothers me. That absolutely bothers me. And here's an article by Jay Asuccolo, and he is a lawyer. Do you think one day we should have a Hunt the Lawyers Day? You know, when I first wrote my book, I said that when I'm president, one of the first pieces of legislation I'm going to pass is that that in the event of a trial, that not only does the verdict get passed on to the arrested one, but also to his attorney. So if a guy gets 20 years in jail, his attorney gets 20 years in jail. And if he gets the death penalty, his attorney gets the death penalty. The only question is, how do you do, who goes into the electric chair first? Is it a flip of the coin, or do you go alphabetically, like A for attorney and C for client? Yeah. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Would that be poetic justice? And in the case of a divorce, the attorney, the losing attorney, gets the kids. Serious conflict of interest. The selection of a political supporter of President Obama to head up the Justice Department's criminal investigation of the IRS targeting scheme is troubling and creates a serious conflict of interest. I watched Alan Combs debate Monica Crowley, his sister-in-law, on Fox, and he was emphatic that it was equal justice under the law because eight liberal organizations were also targeted by the IRS. So that balanced out, that offset the 200 conservative organizations. Yeah, unbelievable. So, a report reveals that the DOJ appointee to oversee the criminal probe financially supported President Obama in two campaigns, as well as the Party of Death. This is a troubling development that raises serious questions about the integrity of the investigation by the Justice Department. When I grew up, and I'm sure generations of Irish descendants and people getting off the boat were joining the Democrat Party. And now they might as well go to Mother Russia and sign up direct. There's no way you can be Irish, Catholic, and in the Democrat Party. You're going to have to betray somebody. This is troubling development This is a troubling development that raises serious questions about the integrity of the investigation by the Justice Department, says Jay Sekulo, chief counsel of the ACLJ. I'm always leery of letters like that. You know, you got the ACLU, then you got this ACLJ, and then you got the NAACP, and then you've got the LGBT. Is that that's one? And you can get your letters screwed up. For example, I endorsed the BLT organization, and everybody thought I was crazy. And they asked me to explain myself as they were picking up rocks, and I said, listen, I'm totally supportive of the BLT. I love bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're all letters. We're not even numbers anymore. Yeah. PC, what is that? Police commissioner? No, it's not. It's politically correct. Oh, communist. The Obama administration has promised to get to the bottom of the IRS scandal. I did this yesterday. Tony Threefingers, Lucchese. Yeah, they found a body in the trunk of his car. it turned out to be one of his enemies. And they said, what are you going to do about this? He says, I'm shocked and appalled. We're going to investigate this. I'm turning this investigation over to my brother. As soon as he washes the gunpowder off his hands. The Obama administration has promised to get to the bottom of the IRS scandal, but appointing an avowed political supporter of President Obama to head up the Justice Department probe is not only disturbing, but puts politics right in the middle of what is supposed to be an independent investigation to determine who is responsible for the Obama administration's unlawful targeting of conservative and Tea Party groups because of their political beliefs and religious beliefs. Don't think that's not there too as a quasi belli. That's a little lawyer talk. That was an extra 50 cents on the law application. Yeah. The development creates a serious conflict of interest and raises more questions and doubts about the Obama administration's promise to get the bottom of what happened. Oh, I wish he'd make, you know what, I wouldn't care if he appointed a donator to investigate Benghazi as long as the guy goes to Benghazi and interviews Al-Qaeda. Yeah, and then we could all watch him on CNN. Yeah, unbelievable. Did I ever tell you that I had a dream about Wolf Blitzer during the first Iraq war? And in my dream, Wolf Blitzer is dressed as an Al-Qaeda, and he's up on the roof of the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad. And so it's the second Iraq war. And he's throwing grenades down on the troops and shooting an AK-47, shouting death to America. And then somebody says, Wolf, you're on in 30 seconds. And he takes off his headdress and he puts on a suit jacket. And then he sits behind the big CNN sign and he goes, fighting was heavy today. Yeah. This development creates a serious conflict of interest and raises more questions and doubts about the Obama administration's promise to get to the bottom of what happened. This guy gets to the bottom of nothing, unless it's the bottom of the cup to retrieve his golf ball. To reveal the facts and the truth about the IRS targeting scheme, it is very sad that the IRS is on this jihad. There's a jihad vendetta. Because that tells you that they are an instrument of torture and they should be disbanded just for this very scheme. In October 2013, the ACLJ, which are the good guys, expanded its federal suit, filing a second amended lawsuit in federal court in Washington, D.C., adding additional defendants, including top IRS political appointees, an additional claim, and evidence that reveals a politically motivated attack on conservative organizations by the IRS. There can only be one party in the United States, and that is the Soviet Supreme. Just like Obama promised Putin when he said, my second term, I will serve you, master. A secret and illegal targeting a campaign aimed at the organization because of their political beliefs. The ACLJ argues that President Obama, along with congressional Democrats, cross that out, put in communist, and created a climate of hostility towards the Tea Party. You ever see the Tea Party members? Are they a threat? Huh? You could beat them all up, couldn't you? What kind of threat could a Tea Party member be? Hey, Grandma, you better put that tea bag down. Yeah, unbelievable. They're all patriotic Americans. They're veterans. They've served God and country. They love children. They love grandchildren. They want to see every child survive. They want to see every child with a good education, not a Marxist education. They don't want to see their grandchildren graduating, condemning the United States. They want to see God and country burned into the soul of a real American, making it impossible for the ACLJ's clients to exercise their First Amendment freedoms. the AC like they can do in the military if you're a chaplain now? You're told you can't say mass because of sequestration? They sequestered God? You know that the Party of Death voted God off their convention platform. You know that, right? They had three roll calls, and the first two roll calls said, get rid of God. And the third roll call said, get rid of God, but they couldn't do it because it would look bad. And they're still lying to the American people, so they had to cover up their real intentions. And they said, oh, God stays, that's the majority roll call. And the majority shouted, no, we didn't say that. And the guy made believe he was deaf. So that's what they are. Flag burners, baby killers, no God, no country. And if you're still proud to be, you know what the three biggest lies in the world are? The check is in the mail. An insurance salesman saying he only wants to put his head in the door. And I'm proud I'm a Democrat. 22 organizations received a tax-exempt status after lengthy delays. 12 are still pending. 5 withdrew applications because of frustration with the IRS process. And 2 had their files closed by the IRS after refusing to enter the unconstitutional request for more information. Beware of people who want you to register your guns. That's how they took them away from the Australians, and now the Australians get mugged every day by guys with guns. Just remember that. Do not let anybody insist that you register your guns. Okay, so that's the story on Obama appointing a fox to guard the chicken house. So having said that, we will sashay back to the studio, and we will give you a tune. You know what girls used to look for? They never knew what their boyfriends made when they got betrothed. They never did a net worth workup. You know what they were? They were Simple Life girls. Give me the Simple Life. I watched an ad for a palace, a wedding reception. And then I look at the following ad, which is divorce insurance, because 63% of all marriages end in divorce. I thought it was fitting.
And the ones you love inside. So like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple
channel last night, and they were doing the story of a girl, I think her name was Lynn Vaughn, and she was a gold medal winner, and it showed her as a little kid and how she practiced her skiing, downhill skiing, and she had a couple of sisters, and that her parents put all their money and effort into her. And she had a nice house in Minnesota, and they sold it so that she could go to Colorado and be where all the big skiers were, and they lived in a small place. She even said that, like, her and her sister, one sister had beds and one sister had to sleep on the floor. And it must have cost a fortune to have to run the gamut. But you know what the sad part about it was? She got robbed of her youth because she was like a machine, a ski machine. And she even said in the, she was pretty open, and she mentioned the fact that she never went to a prom, you know, that there were certain luxuries, teen unions that she missed because she was being groomed to be an Olympic star. And it also affected her sisters because all the money and effort went into the one daughter. And the sad part about it, her mother had a stroke while she was giving birth to her. And her greatest coach was her father. And at the end of the story, the father leaves the wife and the kids. And whatever he was doing, that was another story. But how do you walk out on your wife and your kids? Crazy people do that. It's really sad. So when you see somebody sitting on the top and you see what this girl had to do to earn money, and you know, and she also, she had an accident and she thought she had broken her back. And luckily for her, she didn't. There was no damage to her back. And I think she was just in, she was supposed to go to Sochi and she had to drop out because she hurt her leg. And that must be a heartbreaker, you know, you work all your life for this opportunity, and fate takes you out of the race. And that's the way the cookie crumbles, you know. I'm sure there were a lot of kings that were born that thought they were going to rule, only to be murdered, you know. But it was, in a way, it was sad, you know. My philosophy is never rob a child of their youth. That is the greatest time of your life. If you think back all the friends you had and all the good times you had, everybody reverts back to their childhood. So don't grow the kids too fast. So having said that, and speaking of Sochi, everybody is watching Sochi, and I hope that we are watching the Super Bowl with as much enthusiasm as Putin is looking over the safety of his guests in Sochi. And I hope we are as enthusiastic in protecting our guests that are going to the Super Bowl. Because you got to remember, that Super Bowl sits between two Al-Qaeda enclaves. One is in Newark, New Jersey, and one is in Brooklyn. And if you remember on 911, Newark, New Jersey and Brooklyn were giving candy to Palestinian kids. Palestinian Americans. Yes, while Bill Maher did the PLO mambo. Remember Bill Maher, the supreme rat? Do you know he doesn't sleep at night? He's always in the wheel, running after the cheese. Yeah, made a fortune, donated $1 million to the Obama campaign. You think that million went right to the campaign, or you think it went through a pocket and a pocketbook? Yeah, Bill Maher, sucker supreme. He's a tax sucker. That's what I wanted to say. That girl, you know, took bumps, bruises, lumps, and to earn some trophy money. And standing right next to her is a government agent who did nothing except pick up half the tab. Okay, how did you do this year? Oh, you skied good. Oh, yeah, you were up there working out, sweating, dancing to the oldies. Oh, you did good. You did real good. What'd you do? $4 million? We'll take two. We'll take two. How you doing? You saving up to buy a house? How you doing, honey? $100,000 you got in the bank? Oh, we'll take 50. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. You'll get a house. And when you get the house, we'll take half the house. Yeah. Have you got a 401k? Good. Good. Keep grow it. Grow it. You know, you never can tell when we're going to need it. Yeah. Unbelievable. You want to hear the national anthem that they're playing at the White House? Take you to the flag burning ceremony. They're bringing out the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. First Amendment is being burned. Now the Second Amendment is being burned. Now the Fourth Amendment is being burned. Separation of church and state are being joined together. It will now be separation of church and state. Military, here comes the military in their fine dresses and turban. Here comes Al-Qaeda. Palace Guard. Here come the heroes of Benghazi. General Dempsey, Admiral Lemon, Leon Panetta, Hillary Bloodclot Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama. Peace and high taxes be upon him. Ah, Chuck Schumer, the ring bearer. Yeah, you lost your country. You're never getting it back. It's too late, man. It's gone. I have rights. I have rights. I'm an American citizen, and I have rights. Guaranteed to me under, what was it, that thing we used to have? Yeah. Oh, yes. I have rights. I'm looking. You have rights? Good. Okay. Would you do me a favor? Would you stand up against the wall, and we're going to take your picture, comrade.
Ready? Aim! Fire!
I have rights. Yeah, you got no rights, you got no gun, you got no rights. You're in trouble, man. Anybody can come to your house and arrest you. Yeah, you'll be working in the camp, the re-education camp. Okay, so having said that, let us go and we'll raid the blogs. We'll see what's going on in America. The land of the free and the home of the broke. You see, the market dropped 300 points today. Ooh, what happens on Monday if it drops 600? Are the bathrooms going to be full in Wall Street? Yeah. You never can tell, man. You know, in 1929, it only took about 10 minutes to get everybody's attention. I can't believe it. Yesterday I was rich. Today I'm broke. Oh, excuse me, I'm from the IRS. Do you have a 401k? Could you tell us the location? Could you just hold up your Social Security number to the drone? Yeah. You're free, man, yes. Teachers told to teach all right-wing groups are fascist. Did you know that? The teachers' union, the Soviet Union and the teachers' union, they're one and the same. So let's see what it says. They got a picture of Benito Mussolini reviewing the troops. The teachers' union. Benito's reviewing the teachers' union. Il Duce. Yeah. Hillsdale professor Terrence Moore, author of Story Killers, a common sense case against Common Core. I call Common Core Communist Core. Every housewife, every mother, every mom that's trying to raise their children decently, you watch this Common Core like a badger watches a cobra, a mongoose watches a cobra. You watch this Common Communist Core. Because it's designed to brainwash your kid. And I have no idea what it's all about, but I guarantee you that's what it's all about. Exposed to some of the more distressing aspects of the controversial Common Core Education Standards Program. Who wrote that program, huh? You think he was a Trotskyite or a Stalinist? Saying that all teachers must tell young students that all right-wing groups are fascist and all left-wing groups are communist. And what's the difference between a fascist and a communist or a Nazi? It's the uniform, but they're all the same. Communists are the same as Nazis. They just got different uniforms. And if you notice, for 50 years you've been brainwashed that the Nazis are bad, but nobody ever tells you that the communists are bad. But the communists are worse than the Nazis. More highlight, you know why? Because they're around. The Nazis died in 1945. The communists have been here. They've infiltrated this country. They are in positions of power. And once they are sure that they have a lock on this joint, they're all coming out of the woodwork. And are you going to get the shock of your life? I have rights. famous last words. Could you dig the hole a little deeper? Because it has to be 6 feet. Moore highlights how it is not just the reading lists and course materials, which have already attracted a large amount of criticism, that need to be examined by parents. I'm watching this Schnook, baby Schnooks from Georgetown, Sandra Fluck, and she is the product of a Georgetown education. She's not even a Catholic. You know what I say? Close Georgetown, withdraw all the Catholic money and put it into preschool, put it into grammar school. Every kid, every Catholic kid who can't get into a Catholic preschool or grammar school because the family doesn't have the funds, sponsor them. Get them in there. Get them away from this communist cucumber school. All they're going to learn here is how to get AIDS. It's also the teaching notes and standard curriculum. The notes and standards come as part of a comprehensive package. Moore noted that through his research that a distinctly political slant is introduced, one which dictates not only what children are taught, but also how they should be taught. For example, take the novel Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, which is a great classic. We all know it. He told the Daily Caller, in an exclusive interview, just because it's part of our culture. I got to go to the Daily Caller. That's where this is coming from. I hate that. Why can't they do the whole article into one place? Yeah, everything is going wrong today. Yes. Hillsdale, oh, Professor, now we've got to do the whole story. For example, just because it's part of our culture. Moore calls Common Core and what goes on in school frightening and monstrous. What they do is give you about 3 or 4 pages of Mary Shelley, not a selection from Frankenstein, but just writing about Frankenstein. And then you will have 4 or 5 of a modern author talking about frightening stories that she heard as a child that have no relation to Frankenstein. You might see a picture of a 1950s movie of a Frankenstein, a monster. The teacher will ask the class to dress up as Frankenstein, sometimes to actually write an autobiography of a monster, so you put yourself in the position of the monster. Why? Because monsters are never properly understood. So to figure out what it means to be a monster, you have to put yourself in the monster's shoes. I'm not making this up. That's one of the goals of the Communist Party. You read 45 goals of the Communist Party, everything that's ugly must be entertained. Then on top of that, and this is in a leading textbook, they have 5.5 pages, 2 more pages than the words you get from Mary Shelley, 5.5 pages of a skit from Saturday Night Live on Frankenstein. In the skit, Moore explains an actor makes a comment about Frankenstein having green skin, that the skit is concluded by Frankenstein saying, so this is a race thing. What are you guys, a bunch of fascists? Moore also details teaching standards and notes, what the teacher wants to do at the point of the class. You know, when we were kids growing up, when we were around the World War II, and we used to do skits, you know, out in the street, you know, amongst each other to entertain each other, and we used to play children of the Nazi era. And my line used to be, I have no father, I have no mother. Oh, the communist era. I have no father. I have no mother. There is only communism. You have a shortwave radio in your basement. And that's what this Common Core is supposed to be, that the children are going to be taught to spy on the parents. Oh, the parents will love that. That they want to close NSA, but their teacher is going to know more about what's going on in their house than they do. In the margin of the teacher's edition, the teacher is instructed to explain the term fascist to the students and to point out fascist is now applied to all right-wing extremist groups. You know who was a right-wing extremist group? The army that served under George Washington. They were a minority of right-wingers, and they were only 25% of the population that fought against King George. King George, he was like Hollywood. And that 25% won the American Revolution. And they were right-wingers because they believed in God and country. But the real truth of the matter is right-wingers are mainstream Americans. Ooh, man, 621 people commented on that. I haven't seen that high a number since I've been looking for blogs. They usually go 30, 40, 50, 100. Tops is maybe 120. 621 people got upset about this thing. And they're all right-wingers mostly, except a couple of plants that will come in and try and discredit everything. Would you like to hear some of the comments? As proof, they will offer the fact that the Constitution is full of only negative rights and more compassionate positive rights. And not more compassionate positive rights. This is what this guy is saying. His name is Jazzy Hep. Jazzy's Hep, and he's got the Star of Texas on his logo. What he's saying is right. You know what you got to do? Before you understand what the Democrats, formerly the Democrats, now the Communist Party is doing to you, you have to Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party. And everything you see in there is taking place today or has already been accomplished, and it's now part of history. The 45 goals of the Communist Party read into the congressional record in 1962. 1962. I'm reading a book about Joe McCarthy. He's the only guy that was fighting communism. And he was ridiculed, which is one of the communist tactics, which is called assassination by ridicule. Another one is assassination by infiltration. Yes, they can infiltrate the House, the Senate, the Catholic Church. These people are serious people. They play for keeps. Let's see. And to that, okay, I'm not going to, these guys are getting real hot. Our national motto is In God We Trust. Ovamit was the one who lied, saying the motto was A Pluribus Unum, out of many one. Interesting, huh? There's a communist in the White House, and you can't see his records. You know why? Because you're a peasant. We are the peasants. Thomas Paine changed the world with his common sense. Harriet Beecher Stowe changed the world with Uncle Tom's Cabin. Right on, brother, right on. It could happen. Put down the joint and use both hands to type so you can use capital letters and the space bar when necessary. Oh, I love these people. I get criticized. I write in caps all the time. You know what? I'm a captain. And some guy says, some guy attacked me. He said, caps is shouting. And I went back in caps and I said, I can't hear you. Keith, if you equate conservative to Nazism, you're no genius. Nazi means socialist, which is leftist, not conservative under any definition. The right wing is mainstream American. And we also have the secret handshake in the right wing, mainstream Americans. You put your hand under your armpit and you raise your elbow up and down. And that's the secret handshake. It's got to be the right hand under the right, because it's the right wing. Yeah. Oh, let me see here. These guys are funny, man. Obama is another example of the ravages of drug abuse. Oh, they're coming out tonight and saying pot affects the children that are born to you. Did you know that? Oh, surprise. Yeah. You wonder how many cases of breast cancer came about because of the pill. Did you ever wonder about that? Is there any truth to it? Did you check it out? Okay. They got long-winded arguments here. But they're all talking about themselves. They're not sticking to the script. So we will pass on that. But I do believe that public school today is, I call it communist cucumber school. Did I tell you that when I grew up, they used to write songs about girls? Here's a girl song.
Bells above, Ramona, they're ringing out our song of love. I press you, caress you, and bless the day you taught me to care, to always remember the rambling rose you wear in your hair. Ramona, when day's done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I thread the dawn when I find you gone. Ramona, I need you, my own. I hear the mission bells above. Ramona, they're ringing out our song of love. I press you, caress you, and bless the day you taught me to care, to always remember the rambling rose you wear in your hair. When day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I thread the dawn when I find you gone. Ramona, I need you, my own. Ramona,
there's a better version of that by the Gaylords, but they've been banned from singing. Yeah, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Michelle Obama has been quoted as paying a tribute to Jane Fonda, and she was a great woman. There's a wall in Washington that's a tribute of to Jane Fonda, too. It's all the people she killed, 59,000. And they all died in Vietnam, and they were murdered by communists back home in New York, Chicago, California, drug-loaded communists who stabbed all those GIs in the back. And there was nobody here to defend them. And when I seen the boys marching off to Iraq and Afghanistan, I said, that will never happen again, how those poor bastards were betrayed in Vietnam. I will always watch their back. And every time I see an outrage, I scream. Like they're talking about Lindsey Graham, and he was a trial lawyer when he was in the military. And my first question is, who did he send into Fort Leavenworth unjustly? And if anybody knows the answer to that, I'd like to know. And if God help him, if he committed one American to prison to make a name and a reputation for himself. But the Jane Fonda that I know is a traitor. And in a real war, when America's hands aren't tied, she would be swinging from a tree. Or she'd be sitting with in the Rosenberg lap chair. Or she'd be getting an injection. But instead, they made a hero of Jane Fonda, and they stabbed 2.5 million heroes in the back. I think that's how many served in the war against the communists of North Vietnam and China and Russia, because that's who you were fighting over there, guys. You weren't just fighting North Vietnam. You were fighting the Russians. You were fighting the Chinese. you were fighting the North Vietnamese, and you were fighting the Democrat Party that sent you there and left you there to die. And the head of the Democrat Party, the commander-in-chief, said he would not run anymore, and he ran out the door. Then they turned it over to Nixon, and they blamed it all on Nixon. And all Nixon was trying to do was end the war, save a little face, and get the hell out of there. And then you got guys like Bruce Springsteen, who said that the American man went to Vietnam to kill the yellow man. And everybody goes, oh, that's a great patriotic song. Yes, born in the USA. Yeah, I went to Nam to kill the yellow man. Yeah, how about all the people in South Vietnam that were butchered? How about the Hmong people that we left behind, we abandoned, that stood and fought with us? How about all those people that we left in Iraq that stood with us? How about all the people in Afghanistan that are going to be beheaded once we go? Huh? What have we done? What provisions have we made for them? How about the guy that tipped us off to Bin Laden? Every day he gets his feet beat in an Iraqi jail. Huh? Are we helping that guy? It is really sad. We are a run-out country. We expend the best that we have, and we're left to live with the MERD, now known as the Party of Death. So let me tell you about the Jane Fonda workout and why she deserves the hangman's noose. I'm looking at an artist's drawing of a prisoner of the Hanoi Hilton. It's his drawing. And he's just been captured. He's an airman. And he's not being treated too good. In the next scene, he's having his American patriotism aborted. And they've got him tied up in a special way. Have you ever seen the torture that the North Vietnamese used? And not only North Vietnamese, they brought in Cuban cadre. That's another country we were fighting in North Vietnam. Cuban cadre to torture the Americans at the Hanoi Hilton and other POW camps. And in this particular case, if you ever seen them, usually the guys are hanging by their arms upside down in a rope type of situation where there's a tremendous pressure on their shoulders. So I'm going to tell you, this guy suffered this. He drew this picture of what was happening to him, and he's hogtied. And he goes, here I tried to depict the Vietnamese rope trick. Now, I call this the Jane Fonda workout. The arms are repeatedly cinched up until the elbows are forced together. Sometime at this point, the hell cuffs are applied. The hell cuffs are handcuffs which are put on the upper arms and pinched as tightly as possible under the arms, cutting off the circulation. The resulting pain is extreme. If the prisoner has not broken down by this time, his arms are rotated until the shoulders dislocate. Words could never adequately describe the pain or the thoughts that go through a man's mind at a time like this. And then I have underneath that a spittoon, and it says, here is the Jane Fonda and Communist Porno Wood Award. It is a memorial spittoon dedicated to their efforts to destroy all that is good. The Hak Tui, in memory of all the Americans Jane Fonda and Porno Wood betrayed. And Porno Wood today is very unhappy with the last survivor. Just like they were unhappy with the Passion. Anything that has to do with God and country is banned in Porno Wood. Jane Fonda's imprimatur is going to Hanoi to spit on POWs. And that is why she has a Vietnamese spittoon named after her actions, the Hak Tui. She is the author of the Jane Fonda workout, which consists of tying an American's arms behind his back and suspending them off the floor, causing him to break down, cry, and admit to anything. She is a traitor and should have been hanged or Rosenberged an old Sparky. Communist Porno Wood is her cover, but communism is her master. May she join Ted Kennedy in boiler number 3 with Pol Pot, Stalin, and Mao Mao. The only traitor bigger than her is Hanoi John Kerry, who betrays this country inside the gates. This is one American's opinion, but I would never leave these two plus Hillary with a child or a hamster. Never forget, demo commos get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield, from Vietnam to Benghazi, promising never to run again and covering up their mistakes. One Nation Under God and Tim Tebow. www.mediacrapmatters.us. If you go to that website, you will see the names of 2,500 Americans who died in Iraq. I lost track after that. I know we lost 4,700. I think I ran into a problem where the Department of Defense stopped listing them, and that's where I was getting my information from. And as I got down toward the end, I had pictures of every guy that died. It's a very sad website when you look at it. And you see the states that they're from, and you see their ages. And they've all been betrayed by the party of death and Columbia University. The battlefield from Vietnam to Benghazi, promising never to run again. That's right. So, in their honor, we will find a tune that will make your day and mine. Come on, baby. Come to Papa. Come to Papa Doo. Oh, it's not showing. What am I going to do? It's got to be there. There it is. It's up at the top. Sorry to keep you waiting. We got to give you an American tune. We got to make you American tonight. We got to fill you with American pride. One nation under God. That's what we are, one nation under God. And we don't kill kids. And we try to love everybody, but it's kind of hard. Yeah. You want to, you know what we'll do? Being that we talked about the Jane Fonda workout and the torturing of American POWs. Did you ever see the victims of the Bataan Death March? Did you ever see the Filipinos who were bayoneted in the back for trying to help the GIs, Americans, bringing them a cup of water? Did you ever see that? You should do some research. And if you want to really do research, if you're one of those guys that think America's the only one that had slaves, you got to do Arab slave hunting in Africa. You got to do that one. That's a good one. You'll get a kick out of that one. You'll get your eyes opened. So we're going to do one. This is with the help of Baby Jesus. For the POWs, prisoners of the womb. Who do you turn to? Sad, sad. 4,700 American babies died today. You know what? They never show that casualty count. I never saw NBC or ABC, all the communist news networks. They used to run the Vietnamese deaths every night at supper time to ruin your appetite and to make you aware that all these Americans were dying and we were losing. But I never saw them run any of the names of the 4,700 that were butchered in Democrat chop shops. A woman's right to choose. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil, baby. A woman's right to choose. You want to do a horror show? You like horror movies? You ought to do an extraction in a Democrat chop shop. You want to talk about being trapped and helpless? Do an extraction in a Democrat chop shop. You want to see blood? You want to see arms and limbs being torn off? Take a walk in to a Democrat chop shop. Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 babies a day, and they get paid for it by the government. They get grants. Yeah. 3,000 babies a day. 1,200 are white, 1,100 are black, which proportionately is outrageous, being that blacks are supposedly 13% of the population. And 700 Latino Niños. Oh, man, that is sad. That is really sad. Couldn't save one. Even sometimes, if you're captured by terrorists, sometimes they'll let somebody live. Or they'll take them. I'll take this one. I'll take that one. They're not taking any prisoners in these chop shops. And they should make movies in 3D, how it's done, and see how many come to the audience. People couldn't even watch The Passion of Christ. It is really sad. Absolutely sad. Okay, so we're going to close. I'm going to do another love song, when men used to love women and women loved men. It's not that way anymore. Now it's an arrangement.
I've known the comfort of your arms.
through some headlines real quick. Was Obama smoking pot the night of Benghazi? Will Andy Cuomo play Caligula or Nero in the fall of the Empire State? Is Snowden KGB? Why did Obama give up the entire Middle East? Health scare, bribery, and vote buying. All Obamacare has done is to bribe insurance companies and big pharma with big profits and add another layer to the cost of doing business. The government piles on and takes their cut, and you pay for everything. 2016 CCG, that is Christie, Cruz, and Rudy Giuliani. I want Rudy Giuliani as Department of Justice. And the first thing he can investigate is the Department of Justice. Here's a facts news poll. 49% of the American people approve of legalized marijuana. 49% of the American people are on welfare. 49% of the American people are on food stamps. 49% of the American people voted for their pusher. 49% of the American people are against the war in Germany. 49% of the American people are in Obamacare rehab. 49% of the American people used to read the New York Times and Birdcage paper. 49% of the American people think Al Franken is hot. 49% of the American people think Miley Cyrus is really Peter Pan. 49% of the American people think Madonna never said the N-word. 49% of the American people think Chris Matthews shaves his dog leg. 49% of the American people think Benghazi is a Japanese aircraft. 49% of the American people believe Lincoln freed the vampires. And 49% of the American people never get the word. Ooh, I have all my radio shows on this one. I have to save this one. I have to save it. It's very hard to do copy and clip, you know, all of that nonsense you got to do, copy and paste. We got something for Hillary. We got a Shoebot newsletter. You know, a Wallet Shoebot, this guy will shake you up. This guy will definitely shake you up. Here's a liberal icon, Obama, most dangerous president ever, must be impeached. And here's another Shoebot, the newsletter. Oh, this one's good. Open Iran for tourism. You know they're talking about that. All flights are one way. Today we die for Allah. We have a jihad theme park. There's free fatwa pillows if you blow yourself up in the comfort of your home. And today's special, 80 virgins with a coupon. Saturday is the stoning of Miriam the flirt. She dared to show her ankle. Playboy magazine is still banned, especially the elbow of the month section. And in today's news, Nizar al-Halawi has been found guilty of singing the blues. He has been sentenced to being whipped, then hanged. In his plea for mercy, the court has granted mercy and agreed to whip him after the hanging. Oh, man. Oh, who should play a King Herod in the slaughter of the innocents? Survey says 58% Obama, 41% Cuomo, 1% Hillary because she has the heart of polonium. Harvey Weinstein is going to make the movie A Baby Recall 2014. Michael Weinstein will do the military version, and Sarah Silverman will play a zombie that eats vegans only. Okay, what else we got? A look around? Should we look around? Okay, this one, always look away from where the enemy is pointing, especially if they're covering up Benghazi. While everyone is focusing on terror threats in Sochi, no one is paying attention to the Super Bowl in Jihad country. On 9-1-1, didn't Newark give out candy along with Brooklyn and Bill Maher? While the Party of Death, the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party, and the Rhino Party, which is now the Democrat Party, are looking to blow up the governor, I hope the governor is scrutinizing all the opportunities for a Muslim terrorist hit at the Super Bowl. I am sure the mosque movie tonight is Bruce Dern's Black Sunday. And as Patton once reminded us, let us keep our boots / Gucci's polished and our bayonets sharp. Let's see what else we got. California continues to nullify the Second Amendment. What's that all about? Oh, they chased Smith & Wesson out of California. Yeah, and you know how they did it? Legislation, my friends. You know they can make legislation that says that they have a right to steal and you don't? Yeah, you know what it's called? Insider trading. I call it insider tradering. Let's see. Obama calls our nation to recommit to abortion. Oh, man. I do not want to meet my maker and tell him that I didn't try to save one life. I can't do it. Teachers caught on camera doing this in class. I seen that. What do they call that? Twerking? The teachers were twerking. The young teenage kids were watching and enjoying it. Yeah, that's just what we need. That's why we got beat out last year in education by Rwanda. Cruz wants special prosecutor to investigate IRS. It can only be that way. It can't be the Democrats are going to investigate themselves. They wouldn't let Nixon do that. Emails show Obama's EPA colluded with green groups to kill Keystone. That is the biggest disgrace. We could be paying down our debt. There's two ways to pay down the debt. One is drill for oil and in conjunction with cutting expenses. You could cut government waste by 50% tomorrow. The first thing you do is you close the IRS and you close the EPA and you put all those employees on the border building a wall. How does your state rank? In fiscal health? I think New York is pretty good. Stand with Rand. I hate it when you get these pop-ups, man. I get a ton of pop-ups. Here's, Russian girls want to meet you. No, they don't want to meet me. Especially when I show them my bank account. Yeah, I got a coupon. That's all I got. One coupon. Are you sure you want to close the tabs? I think we're going to have to sign off. Let me see. It's an interesting map. You want to know? Let's see. Well, we'll do the comments. New Jersey is 50. Why would people push Christie for higher office with this record? New Jersey is... Oh, they got the numbers on the states. New York is 45. And where is New Jersey that it's 50? Oh, they got a little piece. Oh, it's a small state. I don't believe that. I thought it was a big state. Okay, 50. Who's number one? Number one, you know who's number one? Alaska. They got oil. Let's see what North Dakota is. North Dakota looks like it's 5. They got oil. And then there's 2, 3, and 4. They're to the right of North Dakota. They got oil. Yeah. And two things I would come to office with if I was your president. One would be a drill, the symbol of drilling for oil. And the other would come. I would come with a giant shredder for UN agreements and for health care. I would shred those two right away. Yeah. How is Texas in mid-range? When I heard on the radio, they had a $12 billion surplus. That's not a big surplus. Texas used to have oil, but they got all the refineries. And they got a lot of natural gas. That's good. Oh, the Team USA uniforms for the Sochi Olympics are pretty ugly, and now they're telling everybody and all the Americans, don't wear your uniform. Don't wear your uniform because you might become a target. Obama approval craters in a new poll. Reality, everyone is heterosexual. Should a brain-dead pregnant woman be kept on life support? This is a sad one. They're announcing this one tonight. This woman is dead. And she has a baby in the womb. I think the baby is 18 weeks old. And they're saying that the baby's legs are deformed. But you know what? They said if they said Beethoven was deaf, right? They said that Pacelli was blind. And look how those two guys turned out. It is really sad. And there's a football player that will be playing in the Super Bowl, and he's deaf. I don't know. Now they're saying that the family wants the baby dead. So that's sad. And they show the guy, you see the left plays it up there. He's got his firefighter's uniform on. Look, this is a firefighter. He saves lives. He wants to kill his kid. He knows the best. He knows what's best. I couldn't do that. The woman I loved is dead. The woman I loved is dead. In her womb is the result of my love and her love together. I would have to give that kid a fighting chance. Isn't that what America used to be all about, giving everybody a fighting chance and a leg up? Why are we destroying ourselves? It is sad. Okay, we're checking out. We're going to do one more tune. Oh, here's one on Catholicism. Pope Francis has a sense of humor. I read that one. He was with Cardinal Dolan, and he said, let me walk you after their conference. He says, let me walk you to the door. And Dolan says, you don't have to. He says, yeah, I want to make sure you guys are leaving. Yeah, and they're going after this Pope. They want him to fall like Jesus fell. Look, he fell. He fell. He fell three times already. Yeah, yeah, because he won't conform. He won't conform. He won't kill kids like we do. Yeah, he won't let you marry a goat. Like we do. Yeah. We're so advanced. We're modern. He's old-fashioned. 63% divorce rate, and that's only among dogs with paper. Don't call me a dog. Hey, man. You know, come on. Give it a break. Grow up. You're supposed to love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health, for better or for worse. Now, if you took the vow on the altar, you had a fighting chance. If you took it at the Elvis Presley wedding memorial in Las Vegas, well, you're pressing your luck. But, of course, you know, they play that Christian, the communists like to play the Christian thing and sing Kumbaya. Yes, we're all going to surrender. We're going to surrender to each other, and there's going to be peace, and we're going to sing Kumbaya. And the lion shall lay down with the lamb until lunchtime. Oh, give me a break, man. Come on. Give me a break. Stop BSing. You can't BS a BSer. Don't you know that? Back to the studio. We're going to do one more tune. Let me see if I can find a good one for you. Ah, here's Frankie Lane. He's got a prayerful song, and he's in love.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love.
I'm stopping this song because I got to tell you something. This is a song that goes back to the 50s. One out of three songs had God in them. And when Frankie Lane did this one, Answer Me, Lord Above, it was, how do they say it, when somebody clips it, covers it. And Nat King Cole covered it. And you know what they did? They took God out of the song. And Nat King Cole's version is Answer Me, O My Love. So they've been getting rid of God since the 50s.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me. Oh.